Hallelujah. How's everybody? We are blessed and highly favored. Amen. You're either blessed and favored or you're cursed and miserable. And we don't want to be that, do we? Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things right now, there's so much stuff going on all over the globe and everything. And, you know, we want to have the ability to make good decisions. Amen? It's going to take wisdom and discernment from above. We want to make good decisions. I'm not going to ask anybody who's made a bad decision because we can all lift both legs and both hands. Amen? We've all made bad decisions and we've had to reap from them. And right now, that's what the enemy's trying to do, is cause us to make the wrong decision. Amen? So what we're going to talk about tonight in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 7, Hallelujah. Revelation 12, verse 7. Things are going to turn around. Or I'll kill somebody. Revelation 12, 7. Please. And let's speak it together. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who does what? Who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast with him. Okay. He deceives the whole world. What does he do? He distracts the whole world. See, deception is associated with distraction. And one of the things that many of us fall into is what we call emotional distractions. Emotional distractions. Why? Because they cause us to make wrong decisions. And emotional attachments lead to false realities. Emotional distractions, amen, what do they lead to? A false reality, amen. How many of y'all know that fear is an emotional distraction? Doesn't it lead to a false reality? I mean, don't you think of all the worst things? Do you ever get around somebody who thinks worst first of everything? Because they walk in fear. Anger, lust, anxiousness, oppression, hatred. You know, even extreme happiness can cause a distraction. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being joyful, but there's limitations of everything. Because people go beyond boundaries sometimes. And it distracts. Let me give you an example. Driving down the road. Man, next thing you know, your laugh was, hey, man, what's up? Distraction. That's what the enemy causes, is distraction. Why? Because it leads to a false reality or causes us to make what? Wrong decisions. So there are emotional distractions. Do you ever get around someone that's stressful or mourning all the time? Woe is me all the time? Well, their eyes are on them all the time. That's why. They're their own distraction. Amen? So one of the things, these are things that we've got to begin to exercise in that area, because distractions is deception. And they lead to what? False realities, a false vision, false reality. Open things up. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 11. Hallelujah. Emotional distractions. Do you ever get angry at somebody and say something and then you regretted it? Those things happen. We all fall into it. But the thing is, repent quick and get out of it. 2 Corinthians verse 6, or chapter 6, verse 11, please. Let's speak it together. Oh, Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own what? Affections. What are affections? Desires, emotional attractions. You're what? You're restricted by your emotional distractions. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be unevenly yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship is righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion is light with darkness? Why? Because associations bring what? Impartations. What accord has Christ with Belial? And what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll dwell in them. I'll walk among them. I'll be their God. And they will be my people if they what? Come out from among them. Be separate, sanctified, says the Lord. And don't touch what's unclean. And I will receive you, and I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Now, is there unclean emotional distractions? Yes. How about lust, pornography, all of those things? They're unclean emotional distractions. And what do they lead to? False realities. Amen? Affections, emotions, emotional distractions. James chapter 4, verse 1. What do you think the corruptive media is doing right now? They're trying to bring them emotional distractions. Amen? Why? Because it's deception. They're trying to get everybody to hate one another. They're trying to get everybody to get involved in arguments. James chapter 4, James 4:1. Is everybody there? Good. Let's speak it. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not what? Ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. How about emotional attractions or distractions? Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Desires, emotional distractions lead to what? False realities. How about false hopes? Yeah. Because many false realities are associated with false hopes. Psalm 38, verse 11. Psalm 38, verse 11. Glory. So, in other words, we've got to be willing to exercise self-control. Amen. Is everybody there? Verse 11. My loved ones, my friends, stand aloof for my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those also who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak destruction and plan what? Deception all day long. How about distraction all day long? Amen. Your enemy is constantly planning a distraction, and he uses emotional, the number one thing, to cause a distraction. People get offended real easy. What does it do? It distracts them. A distraction from the truth. A distraction. And then what does it go into? A false reality. Then they start thinking of all kinds of weird things. Amen. Deception is distraction. They come against us all day long. Romans 16, verse 17. Romans 16, 17. You know, think about when, you know, like even when kids and whatever, when we were younger, somebody falls off a bicycle, hurts themselves, it brings a fear. And that fear is an emotion, and it's a distraction, because what happens is they've got all this. It brings them to a false reality, and the imaginations are always thinking about something worse that's going to happen if they get back on that bike. So we have to usually get them on the bike right away to break that. Amen. Everybody okay? Hallelujah. Romans 16:17, please. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learn, and avoid them. Okay, if they're causing divisions and offenses, is that a distraction? Yeah. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Divisions, offenses cause emotional distractions that lead to false realities. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. Verse 6 and 7, please. I think. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Okay. I'm in 1 Timothy, that's why. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? That's good. I'll get there in a minute. All right, let's speak it together. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of what? Fear. But power and love and a sound mind. So, will fear affect power? Yeah. Will it affect love? Yes. Will it affect sound mind? Yes. Why? Because it will cause a distraction for them to fall in the line with the will of God and His word and promises. Fear is a killer. Fear is a great distraction from the power and love and clarity of mind. We want to continually avoid false realities. Amen? False imaginations. False hopes. Go to Zechariah chapter 10. Verse 2, please. Zechariah 10:2. Everybody there? Let's speak it. For idols speak what? Delusion. Is delusion deception? Yeah. Is deception distraction? Yeah. So idols speak what? Distraction. The diviners envision lies and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, the people wend their way like sheep. They are in trouble because there is no shepherd or no one to guide them. Idols speak delusions. Emotional distractions lead to what? False realities. Philippians chapter 4. verse 4. Oh, it's good to hear the pages flying on a Tuesday night. Glory to God. Philippians 4:4. Everyone say rejoice. Yeah. Rejoice in the Lord when? When you feel like it? When things are bad? When things are good? Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Well, if you're walking in joy, then people know that the Lord is at hand. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength, and in his presence is fullness of joy. Be anxious for everything. No, man, be anxious for what? Nothing. Is anxious an emotional distraction? Yes. Anxiousness is an offspring of fear. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the what? Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will do what? It will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Now, that will keep you in line with in alignment with God's promises in his word. Peace of God, guard heart and mind from what? Emotional distractions. Amen. And false realities. Proverbs 4:20, please. Proverbs 4:20. Hallelujah. Let's speak it together. Proverbs 4:20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you what? A deceitful mouth, and put a perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all of your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Romans chapter 14, in verse 16. Romans 14, 16. Everybody okay? Simple, quick reminder. So we don't get misled, but we stay led. Romans 14, verse 16. Let's speak it together, please. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but what? Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Whoa. Peace, joy, and righteousness. Are those emotions? Yeah, but they're good ones, aren't they? Peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. In the power of Christ, in the anointing. The eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. And I'm going to close at Psalm 103. All of my hope. Psalm 103, verse 1, please. Emotional distractions. Let's speak it. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not his benefits. Here's the benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the what? Eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses. He acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He who has not dealt with us according to his sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are what? We are dust. But we're dust filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? We're the temple of the living God. We are more than conquerors. And we have dominion over emotion. It doesn't mean you're emotionless. Amen? You know, we're not like Spock. We carry emotions. We were created with emotions. But there are many distractive emotions and that we need to be aware of. It doesn't mean that you won't fall into play with it. But don't let it allow make your decisions. Amen? We do not make decisions in what emotions dictate. We make decisions in what Christ dictates. That's why it's important to know God's word and his voice and his unction. Most of the time he speaks to us through his unction and presence. He speaks to us through dreams and visions. We are led, not misled. That's why it's important to be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen? That's why it's important to forsake not to assemble. That's why it's important to where you associate with. Because association brings impartations and deception. He says, what does that happen? It messes up with people's good habits. Well, if it messes up with people's good habits, that means that there's distractions there. And the enemy is out to distract us every single day. And he knows decisions you need to make. He wants you to make wrong ones by emotional distractions. Fear is the number one. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you for your word and for your warning and knowing that chaos is going to be released, but we're not involved in it. Blessings and prosperity and multiplication and fruitfulness and increase and protection will be brought to your children while chaos is all around us. And we will be a light for your glory and open arms for those who are willing to receive in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Give somebody a hug. Tell them you got it.